Saturday, 16th of August, 11:10 a.m. Not long out of bed. It's a dreich morning. On and off, drizzly rain, and very strong breezes at times. Gusts. Sounds like a weather forecast, but it's not. It's a weather actuality. It's fairly mild, but it's not very pleasant morning. Good call by my wife to do the car boot yesterday. Which was another successful day, including the weather. I went to bed last night, just after 10. Crawled, and I mean crawled, out of bed this morning about 25 past 10. I say crawl because both of us could have easily lay in bed and just slept on. But it wouldn't have been a day wasted in bed. Or was it being wasted? Should we just listen to our bodies and say, we're that tired, just go with the flow, you know? The mind and body saying, lie a little longer, go on, you need it. Why do we fight it and get up if we don't need to get up? Honesty. I started this whole refuse to use the word thing. I started this whole affair of recording my thoughts in the morning and how the morning was, how the wildlife in the garden, how I felt mentally and physically, and I promised myself I'd be as honest as I could, because it was supposed to be a kind of journal, documentation, if you like, of my mornings, at least, if not the rest of the day, which, as you know, from morning to the whole world can change in a day. But I remember thinking to myself to be honest, because basically I was talking to myself. I was just recording for myself how I felt, how things were. And then over time, you realise that you can't be totally honest because others are listening, which is fantastic as far as I'm concerned. People... People listen. I'm still listening to my honest morning thoughts. And I don't do it because people listen. I do it because I promised myself I'd keep this up for as long as I possibly could. And I get the bonus that people do listen, which is great. But honesty was to the forefront when I had this set up for a wee while. And of course, there's some things in you can't be totally honest with. Although, I'm supposed to be being honest with myself. But would I really voice that I had the biggest boil in my rectum? I haven't, and I never have. But would I really voice that, or would I voice the true facts, the reality, the hardcore stuff of home or family relationships? You know, I might say that there's strained relationships, I might say that. But would I ever voice out, though it's in my head and I know the facts, and say, so-and-so has hurt me so deeply, or I've hurt someone so deeply that they... Well, maybe I would if it was me, if it was me that had done it. But would I really? And that's where the honesty has gone throughout. I've not been fully honest because there's that restriction on those who are listening and who may be listening. And I think I've been as honest as I possibly can with myself and with what I can say, what I feel I can say, without going into gory details, either mentally or physically or relationship-wise or all kinds of things. So this morning I'm going to go back to try and being as honest as I can in this 10 minutes of... Sometimes I struggle. So physically this morning, I'm really tired and I was shattered. But let's put that down to my being tired for a while and then 4:30 rise yesterday morning and the illness that I've endured for a week and taking additional medications, which probably messed up my whole system because I've already taken various meds every day, and saying that at this moment in time, at this exact moment in time, that I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling, apart from being tired, I'm feeling okay. But again, in all honesty, this morning in the shower, I felt really down. I did. I felt so weak mentally. I felt like crying. I felt like weeping, just sobbing, as if it was an urge from within to get something out. There's nothing. There's nothing in family relationships that would cause me to do that. Yes, there's things that are constantly in my mind that upset me and I wish I could resolve, and but nothing directly in my own home. Nothing that I can put my finger on. But this morning I just felt so alone and so weak and I just wanted to cry. I remember going through a phase like this a while back and I recall mentioning it, but I can't remember if I really was explicit in how I felt and if I was really honest with myself. This morning was not a nice period of time, for albeit 10 minutes. It's as if when I step into that shower, that not trying to put this into words that even I can understand it. It's as if when I close that shower door and step below that hot water, that everything mentally in me just gushes out. And if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. And if it's really bad, like this morning, it's not something I brought on myself, not something I actively brought about, but something that was there and comes out when I close that door. I don't know why. I can't explain it. But that's my honesty for this morning. And it worries at times. Because I really felt bad this morning. Really felt bad. So, I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure. I don't really know how to continue it. But I'm feeling now good. I'm feeling good. I'm okay. I think I've probably shielded a lot in my voiced thoughts because of that feeling that you may be perceived as looking for comfort and support from those that might be listening, and of course when I get that it's fantastic, but I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm trying to be honest with myself, but I know myself that there are times when I don't, because I don't want to be seen as a whinger and a "oh, get over it, Mac," and you know, we all have those. Well, I think I'm beginning to dig a hole here. Anyway, time for the eggs. Eggs and toast. See how that does.